you don't believe this. This is my first time celebrate late March since I was ordained up to now. I don't know why it happened to Christ the King. Normally this March, I feel sleepy already. So I avoid, I can. But when I come here and I see, so, wow, so many people. So it's a wonderful. I thought this is for very few people attend this Mass. But anyway, today, my homily is, after I finish this homily, you will hate me. And I love it. But before you hating me, I'm going to tell you a story. A first grader told her classmate that Santa lived in China. And her teacher wondered and asked her, why do you think Santa lives in China? And she replied, all my gifts made in China. Well, I don't know. Maybe true. Okay. The Christmas, it's a season of giving and receiving. It is true. The season of giving and receiving. The Christmas is about gift. First, we see that God the Father has given his only Son, begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for us as the gift. Jesus is our gift God has given to us. It's a beautiful gift. So every gift that we receive and give should reflect that gift, Jesus Christ, is love. Every gift that we receive and giving have to reflect from that. Now, in the prophet, the first reading, we see a child is born. The prophet Isaiah said, a child is born for us, a son is given to us. That's the gift, you see. And St. Paul wrote to Titus, Jesus Christ gave himself for us. You see, gift. This is the gift. And today's gospel, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. This is the gift. You see that? And tomorrow gospel, we can see, I hope you will attend the gospel tomorrow. You can hear the gospel tomorrow. To those who did accept him, to those who did accept Jesus, in the other way to say, to those who accept the gift that God has given to you, God gave power to become children of God. So when we receive the gifts of God, we become children of God. What is the gifts of God? The gifts of God is Jesus. When we receive Jesus and we become children of God, do you receive Jesus yet? This is the question. We believe in God, we go to church, but do we receive Jesus? So many times we receive Eucharist, but we don't feel like to receive Jesus. And St. John said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Wonderful. When we receive Jesus, we have eternal life. Is it beautiful? Now, is it the hard part for us? Christmas is the season of giving and receiving. But the question today we're going to ask, I'm going to ask, and you're going to answer. This question is powerful because we need it. Now, so if season of gifts and giving and giving and receiving, so what is the best gift? I should give to my family. What is the best gift that I should give to my families so that can reflect the gift of God? What is the gift, the best gift? Is it a diamond? An expensive present? Now, what is the best gift that I can give to my husband? More specific. What is the best gift that I can give to my wife, to my children, in general, to my family? What is the best gift can reflect the love of God in here? Now we are talking to women, ladies here. You are present here. You will listen and you go home and you're going to give the best gift to your husband. Ladies, let's talk about your man. Your man today, what is the best gift that you are going to give to your husband? Do you know that the deep, deep in every man's heart, every husband, if you men not agree with me after Mass, you can punch me, it's okay. Right? But right here, deep, deep down in every man's heart is his sense of success or failure. Every man feel that success or failure. Most of men tend to focus more on their failures than success. They always focus on the failure, then success. A man wants to be every man, wants to be a leader. Every man wants to be a leader at home, at work, in the community. They want to be leader. And you ladies, you never allow him to be leader of the family. The man wants to be leader. He wants to be successful provider. But he knows how infrequently he enjoys the dream. You see, how frequently he enjoys that dream at work, at family. A man may appear very handsome outside, smiling, self-confidence outside, but he is frequently a silent sufferer of emotional weakness. That's why he always boasts, frustration, most often discouragement. And he may be earning a very high income, salary. He has money, but often feels inadequate in his own home, ladies. It's very powerful. That's why he does not want to go home. He doesn't want to go home because outside he can feel better. Feel a man. When he go home, he feel a loser at home. So ladies, the best gift you can give to your husband is encouragement. Because you know his weakness now. You know his weakness. Now you will be the support. You will be the one support him, encouraged. He needs encouragement when he is weak and approval when he is wrong, is strong too. So the best gift for your husband is to support him. But in order to do that, you have to step back. One step back of your own life. If you complain, if you try to lead him, maybe you suffer. Both of you will suffer. Step back away from your agenda and your own needs in order to support your man. Now, how about women? Gentlemen, listen, it's the best gift you're going to give to your wife today. Is it not only today, but the whole years, you will do it, you will support, women have great needs, but the needs that are somewhat different from you. Very different. Most husbands do their best to compliment their wives, but it's not enough. You do good, you have done well, but it's not enough. But many men do not realize that inside of every woman, the need much more than compliment. What is that? In general, deep within every woman is the fear. It's the fear of being unloved and even unlovable. That is the fear deep down inside every woman. If you don't understand this, you will give the wrong thing to your wife. Deep down in that, she has a fear of being considered unattractive. This fear is amplifier every day with time, with age. The amplifier. If you don't support her, if you don't love her, but the deep fear within woman is loneliness. That's loneliness. Surround with the families, with party, but deep down inside her is lonely. Now, what are you going to give her the best gift? A diamond? No way. No way. That is only few. The husband, give your wife a true Christmas gift that lasts. Be present for her. That's all you need to do. Be present for her. And you will see that she's going to respond back to you dearly. And you will see she supports you. Be considered attractive and affectionate when she least expects attention. You will do that to your wife. To do this, you have to step away from your self-centered. Men, gentlemen, you have to step away from your self-centered. Many men, including me, we tend to have self-centered. We think that we are God. But no, in order to support, to be present with your wife, you have to step away from self-centered. This is very clear. Being a priest, I have to learn to step away from that. Being a husband, you have to learn to step away from that. Very dangerous. And drive into your wives. Very simple, but it's very hard. By doing this, you are to reflect a special gift of God. to your wife, and you should tell your wife because you know your wife so much, loneliness. Therefore, you should say like Jesus said or like angels said to the disciple, to the shepherd, do not be afraid. I am with you. You should say that. I am with you. To convince that she will overcome her loneliness. And give them the gifts of knowing that they will never be alone. That's the best gift you're going to give to your wife. No cost, no money. You can do it. Both of you can give the best gift, not only today, but the whole years. And your family will benefit over it. We tend to buy expensive gift, but we forget the basic gift that we need, both of you. This is a reflection of the gifts of Christmas. This is the gifts that you need to give to each other. What is the best gift parents give to children? Is it the same? Be present. What is the best gift children should give to your parents? Young people, you should obey them. Listen, do good, because this is the time you build your future. Your families care for you and want you to have a future. If you miss it, well, you're going to ruin the future. The best gift you're going to give to your family is study. Do the work. Don't allow your parents to remind you what to do. That's the best gift you are going to give to your present, your parents today and the whole years. And listen. Many young children nowadays, too much games. That is not good. That is the basic gift. And tomorrow's gospel proclaim the word was made flesh. Now, if you don't have the gifts that your wife or your husband is given to you, be sure this, you have God. Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus loves you, and you can feel confidence over it. Your loneliness, because you feel something from you, but you know that God is with you. God died for you. God forgive your sins, and God will embrace you. Be confident, assured that God calls us to celebrate the gifts of his presence every day, the Eucharist. If you feel lonely, the Eucharist is it for you? But it's the best gift for now, for all the families should reflect that how Jesus died for us, why Jesus died for us on the cross, and we who imitate Jesus to die for our family. That is the best gift tonight and the best gift for years to come. Merry Christmas to everyone.